You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Josh Turchin, and thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome Broadway star Alexandra Vlachos and Broadway and TV stars Winter Donnelly and Jaden Klein. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Labor Day is over, which means that summer is also unofficially over. Fall technically begins on September 22nd, but Starbucks is already serving out pumpkin spice, despite everything being over 80 degrees. It seems like companies just try to pumpkin spice everything, like pumpkin spice pretzel thins, pumpkin spice marshmallows. There's even a pumpkin spice spam. Does anyone actually eat pumpkin spice spam, though? I've never been able to get into, like, pumpkin spice things, really, but I do love the fall, especially since Broadway is finally starting to open up. I'm so excited to see so many of my amazingly talented friends going back to work, and I can't wait to see them in their shows. I have some really big news to share about an upcoming projects that I will be a part of, and I will be definitely talking about it as soon as I can. One thing that I can talk about right now is the release of my new song, Worlds Apart. Worlds Apart is a song I composed and wrote the lyrics to that was inspired by Pixar's movie Luca. The song takes you on a journey of different perspectives in what I imagine to be the opening number, and it features incredible vocalists from TikTok, Broadway, TV, and film. It's available on all major music streaming platforms, and the lyric video is on my YouTube channel at Joshua Turchin. Here's a clip.
Mom tells me that they come in boats and lure you in with bait. They cook you, fry you, boil you whole. Soon you're what's on their dinner plate. And they cut you up as you lay dead. At least that's what Mom said. It's like up there. She says it's safer out at sea. Maybe it is too dangerous, but maybe there's creatures like me. And I'm waiting and waiting for my life to start, but we're still just worlds apart.
Make sure to check out the song. In it, the characters sing about how they're worlds apart from each other, and now that I'm back in school, I feel like I am worlds apart from my days of summer relaxation. I actually just started my last first day of school, and that's because I, like, got really ahead in school while working in shows. We often have required school hours, so if I finished one day's worth of school, I was able to do the next day's work, and then the next day's, and then the next day's, and soon, I was 3 years ahead, which is insane to think about. So many musicals are based around high schools and usually set examples for how not to end your high school career. Heathers is one of those musicals. Here's Freeze Your Brain from the musical Heathers.
10 high schools, they start to get blurry. No point planting roots, cause you're gone in a hurry. My dad keeps your suitcases packed in the den, so it's only a matter of when. I don't learn the names, don't bother with faces. All I can trust is this concrete oasis. Seems every time I'm about to despair, there's a 7-Eleven right there. Each store is the same, from Las Vegas to Boston. Linoleum aisles that I love to get lost in. I pray at my altar of slush. Yeah, I live for that sweet frozen rush. Freeze your brain, suck on that straw, get lost in the pain. Happiness comes when everything numbs. Who needs cocaine? Freeze your brain. Freeze your brain. When mom was alive, we lived halfway normal. But now it's just me and my dad, we're less formal. I learned to cook pasta, I learned to pay rent. Learn the world doesn't owe you a cent. You're planning that future, Veronica Sawyer. You'll go to some college, then marry a lawyer. The sky's gonna hurt when it falls, so you better start building some walls. Freeze your brain, swim in the ice, get lost in the pain. Shut your eyes tight till you vanish from sight. Let nothing remain. Freeze your brain. Shatter your skull. Fight pain with more pain. Forget who you are. Unburden your load. Forget in 6 weeks you'll be back on the road. When the voice in your head says you're better off dead, don't open a vein. Freeze your brain. Freeze your brain. Go on and freeze your brain.
Our next guest made her Broadway debut as Matilda in Matilda and went on to play Clara in the Nutcracker Ballet. She was also in a production of A Christmas Story, the musical. I'm so happy to welcome Alexandra Vlachos to the Early Night Show. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on today's show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. How have you been doing since Broadway paused?
I've been doing pretty good.
That's good. So for those of you who may have not known, a few years before COVID, you were on Broadway playing Matilda in the Broadway show Matilda, right?
Yeah.
Like, what was the whole experience like for it?
Honestly, it was amazing. I loved the people that I was working with. I loved the show. I loved the message of the show. It was incredible.
I saw the show a couple of times and it was just such a great show. The music, the acting, just everything about it. Did you have like a favorite scene that you looked forward to doing every single show?
I did. I have two. My first favorite was Quiet. I loved that scene because everything was so peaceful. Nobody was talking and it was just like me standing on the quiet lift and it was perfect. And then I loved my story number four, which is where like they find out that the acrobat and the escape artists are Miss Honey's parents. And it's like, I don't know, I just like that one the best because I start singing.
Now, in every Broadway show, you know, not every performance is going to be the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any like crazy onstage mishaps that happened?
Not on stage, but I had a crazy offstage experience. It was right after warmups, right after I was doing like things with my dialect coach. So I was going down the stairs because the Schubert Theater has a lower lobby. It might not anymore, but it used to have a lower lobby. And so you'd have to walk down like a flight of stairs. And I fell down the stairs and I like tumbled and like all of the cast was there. They were like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? Do you need to call out? I was like, no, I'm fine. Yeah.
Oh no. A similar thing happened to me when I did A Christmas Story.
this was act like an onstage thing that happened. There are cracks in the floor for A Christmas Story because, like, since it was a tour, they had to, like, quickly relocate all of the set to different locations. So there's a huge tap dance number, and I'm flapping off stage, and my foot gets caught into the crack, and I end up going flying off stage.
Oh my God.
After Matilda, you were Clara in the America Dance Theater of Long Island's production of The Nutcracker, right?
I was.
What was it like going from playing Matilda to starring in a ballet?
It was very different because during a ballet, like, obviously you can't talk because there's music. So you have to, like, overact everything. And, like, you still have to overact a little bit in theater so that everyone can see you, but it was really different.
Yeah, it seems like with ballet, because you're, like, not able to talk or speak at all, there's a lot more storytelling in the movements as well,
yeah, exactly.
As opposed to storytelling through the book of a show.
Mm-hmm.
How did you prepare for that role?
It was a lot. During, while I was Clara in The Nutcracker, I was also in, like, an off-Broadway production of A Christmas Story. So I was, like, going back and forth and back and forth, but it was really hard because I'm a good dancer, but I'm not that good. I had to do partnering. That was hard.
What was the dancing like comparing both The Christmas Story and The Nutcracker?
Oh, it was very different. The Nutcracker was like classical ballet. Everything had to be perfect. My technique had to be perfect. Christmas Story was all like tap and just like have fun.
Ah, that sounds like so much fun. What was your favorite part in being a part of both productions?
I liked it how they were like in December at Christmas time. I like productions like that.
Now, a lot of our listeners and viewers hope to be on Broadway or work professionally one day. Do you have any, like, audition tips for them?
Yeah, I would say be prepared 100%. You can't just, like, walk in having practiced a few times. You have to be super confident in what you're doing because they can tell if you're confident and they like that. Also, even if you don't get the role that you auditioned for, you still, like, you showed that you were prepared, you did a really great job in front of these people, and they'll remember you for that.
Yay. Yeah, auditions, some audition tips that I have is, like, don't, like, if you don't get an audition, just keep moving on. That audition may have not been right for you. It may have not been your perfect fit, but there will be something better that comes to you down the line. Like, let's say, like, from like a week or a year later, things happen. And New York is such a small place. It looks really big, but it's really just a really small community of different people. And it's really, really, it's really fun.
Exactly, yeah. Before I got Matilda, I auditioned for Fun Home, Les Mis, Dr. Zhivago. I didn't get any of those. I was so upset, but then I got Matilda.
Right, like auditions and being in the business, it takes time, but it will pay off one day, which is really fun. Now that Broadway is finally reopening, are there any dream parts that you have?
Oh yeah, I wanna be Zoe in Dear Evan Hansen, just cause I love that story and I love that role.
Dear Evan Hansen is such a good show.
And I want to be Christine in Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh.
I loved that show. And I'm like classically trained kind of in opera.
Both are really, really amazing shows. Now, I have been like dying to see Evan Hansen in person. But what show are you most excited to see?
I'm most excited to see probably Chicago. I love that story, and I've never seen it on Broadway.
Yeah, I think that's reopening, like, very, very soon.
Okay.
I'm, like, thankfully Broadway is reopening. Like, I also really want to see Six. And I think that's, like, reopening in September, which just, I'm so glad that Broadway's coming back because it's been a year without Broadway.
I know.
I just miss live performances.
Me too. There's something different about it. It's so different than like watching a movie or like a TV show.
Yeah, I cannot wait to start seeing some shows with you very soon. I also can't wait to accompany you today.
Thank you.
Now, what song would you like to sing?
Today, I would like to sing One Fine Day by Carole King.
Yay. What made you select that song?
I have always loved Carole King. I've always looked up to her. When I was younger, me and my mom would listen to her songs all the time. And I think it's the coolest thing how she like broke the stereotype and she was a singer and a songwriter.
Well, I cannot wait to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was incredible, Alexandra. I'm so glad we were able to collaborate virtually. I can't wait to see what you end up doing next. Make sure to follow Alexandra on Instagram at Alexandra Vlachos. My next two guests both played young Elsa in productions of Frozen the Musical. They've also been incredibly busy working on many different projects throughout quarantine. One is bringing youth performers together to raise money and save the ocean. I'm so happy to welcome back Winter Donnelly and Jaden Klein to the show.
Hi, Winter and Jaden.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you both back on the Early Night Show today.
So excited to be here.
Yay, so now that summer is officially coming to an end and we're all back in school, did you guys do anything special over summer break?
Well, I visited my grandparents in North Carolina for a while, so.
Yeah, I actually went to the Bahamas for my birthday. I spent time with my friends and I did a couple of teachings, some dance lessons, and of course I did my summer reading.
So, what were the Bahamas like?
Oh my God, it was so fun. I actually went on the shark water slide like a dozen times. It was really fun.
Yay. So I know that both of you have worked on some really exciting projects recently. Can you share anything about them yet?
Well, I worked on a reading, but I'm not allowed to say what it is yet, but hopefully soon.
And I can't really say anything either, but I know it's coming out next year and it's going to be on Apple TV, and I'm really excited for everyone to watch. And I'll let you guys know more details.
Ah, both of those, so cool. Now, talking about exciting projects, I am so excited for the Clean Wave Cabaret live this Saturday at Bryant Park. So how did this cabaret sort of come about?
Well, I've always cared about, you know, the ocean, and I've always known there was the plastic crisis and everything, and I wanted to do something about it. So I got in touch with Jaden, and I was like, hey, do you want to do a cabaret to benefit different charities? And that's how it came to be.
Yeah, and she just messaged me, and I did a little research, and we got a whole group of talented performers like you, and yeah, I'm really excited.
Yay. Now, where and what time in Bryant Park can our viewers and listeners come watch the concert?
We're actually going to be in Bryant Park East, the eastern part of Bryant Park. It's going to be at 2 p.m. Eastern time in New York City, obviously. And where it is, there's going to be like a platform with steps and tables and chairs all around. Yeah.
Yeah, and it might also be live.
Oh.
Yes.
So like live streams?
Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah, on Instagram.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, for people who like are there and people who aren't there, is there like sort of a way that people can make donations and that stuff?
Yeah, so we're not really sure about donations yet. I'm gonna try to like see if 4Ocean does donations. We have another way of giving to the charity, but I'm not so sure. We might do a different charity for the live, but not so sure yet. So 4Ocean, what they do is they put out supplies made from plastic from the ocean. And actually, what we'll be doing is we're going to be doing a giveaway for these bracelets and many more. And more details about that will be on the poster, the cabaret.
Yes.
Oh, fun. Now, I'm so, so honored and excited to be one of the performers. I can't wait to finally see you both in person. It's been forever, right?
I know. I haven't seen you in so long.
But until then, how about we do like sort of a song to tide us over? What song would you guys like to sing, and why did you select it?
We will be singing Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
And we're singing this song because me and Winter both agree that this song very showcases our voices very well. And we like this song a lot. We like the artist, Olivia Rodrigo, and we really like this song. So that's why we chose it.
Yay, well, I can't wait to hear you both sing it. Here we go.
You, I guess you moved on really easily. Found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you could be a better man for your brand new girl. Well, good for you, you'll have it healthy, not me. You're getting everything you want. You got a new car and your career's really taking off. Remember when you said we happened, baby? Tell me what is up with that. And go-
good for you, it's like you've never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy, not me. If you ever care to ask, good for you, you're doing great out there without me, baby. God, I wish that I could do that. I've lost my mind, I spent the night crying on the floor of my bathroom. But you're so unaffected, I really don't care. But I guess good for you. Yeah, apathy is like a wounded salt.
Maybe I'm too emotional.
Or maybe you never cared at all.
For you, you look happy and healthy, not me. If you ever care to ask,
good for you, you're doing great up there without me, baby. Like a damn sociopath.
That was amazing, Jaden Winter. I can't wait to see you and hopefully some of our viewers and listeners on Sunday, September 12th at 2 p.m. at Bryant Park. For some more information on how you can support the Clean Wave Cabaret and the Four Ocean Initiative, go to Winter and Jane's Instagram at @OfficialWinterDonnelly and at @JadenKleinOfficial. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to help support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. For some more Broadway fun, original music, and parodies, check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin. And you can download the new song, World's Apart, on all music streaming platforms. Thanks again to my guests, Alexandra Vlachos, Winter Donnelly, and Jaden Klein. And let's keep entertaining and making music to help the world. Stay healthy, wear a mask, and get vaccinated.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.